This is Suzanne Ito for ACLU.org. An ACLU-commissioned investigation into Nevada's Ely State Prison last year found rampant abuse and neglect of prisoners' medical needs. In a report issued by the doctor retained by the ACLU to perform the investigation, Ely is described as having a shocking and callous disregard for human life and human suffering. For Brian Stahl, a staff attorney with the ACLU's Capital Punishment Project, most troubling is what he views as a direct ramification of these reckless medical conditions at Ely, home to Nevada's death row. 10 of the last 12 prisoners to be executed in Nevada volunteered for execution, a reality, Stahl says, is inextricably linked to the medical conditions at the prison. We talked to Brian on the phone from the Capital Punishment Project's office in Durham, North Carolina. 10 of the last 12 prisoners to be executed in Nevada have been volunteers. How does that compare to other states, and have you encountered any other state that has as high a level of volunteerism?
No other state has a level anywhere near this high. The national percentage is about 12%, so Nevada is shockingly higher than other states.
What would the psyche of a death row inmate have to be for him to volunteer to be put to death? And why is that something that we should be concerned about?
These are folks who are suicidal, they're completely hopeless, and they're very often mentally ill. There was a recent study on volunteers published in the Michigan Law Review. It indicated that between 50 and 60% of people who volunteer and drop their appeals have a serious mental illness. And that's a concern because it's irresponsible for us as a society to leave it up to people in these types of mindsets to cut short the appeals process and to hasten their own executions before we have a full review of their sentences and their convictions in the courts. And it's not just about the volunteers, it's about whether the states are executing people who truly deserve a death sentence. At the Capital Punishment Project, we have a mentally ill client who once asked for an execution date because he believed he would come back to life in Canada. He's not the person who should decide if there's an appeal. And mental illness is a concern in Nevada because we know that mental health treatment in prisons always comes second. It comes after whatever treatment there is for physical ailments. If people are not getting adequate medical treatment in Nevada for their physical ailments, they surely aren't being treated for their mental illness.
What concerns you about the inadequacy of medical care at the Ely State Prison and the high number of death row inmates volunteering for execution?
My concern is that people who are literally dying from lack of medical care or who are in pain because of the prison's lack of care and reckless care will see volunteering as the only way out of a horrible, horrible existence. It's unconscionable for Nevada to execute people who drop their appeals based on a situation that Nevada has created by depriving its prisoners of medical care on death row.
What is the effect on the American justice system when there are inmates volunteering for execution?
The effect is it cuts short the appeals process. And this is very important because all of the studies out there show that a very high percentage of death sentences are overturned during this appeals process. That means that Nevada, with 10 out of the last 12 people who are executed, who gave up their appeals, that means that Nevada is likely executing people who don't deserve to die, people whom an appeals court would eventually say cannot be executed. By depriving people of medical care and causing this high rate of volunteerism, Nevada is ensuring the execution of people whom shouldn't be executed under our laws. Nick Yaris was an innocent man sentenced to death by Pennsylvania. He developed hepatitis C while he was in prison, and then he was diagnosed as terminal. He decided to drop his appeals because of his illness. Thankfully, his attorney convinced him to change his mind and stick with his appeal, and he was able to get treatment that kept him alive. He was later exonerated by DNA and released from prison. An innocent and ill person like Nick Yaris on Nevada's death row would probably wind up dead, either from lack of medical treatment or because he simply gives up his appeals. That's morally repugnant.
Thanks for listening to this ACLU podcast. To learn more about the case against Ely State Prison and the ACLU's National Prison Project, go to www.aclu.org/prisons.